Blackstone Audio presents Night of the Juggler by William P. McGivern. Chapter 1. His name was Gus. He had another name, of course, a last name, but sometimes he forgot it. When this occurred, when he was swept by a dreadful and chilling loss of identity, the experience made him as tense as a threatened animal, and deepened a redness in his mind that caused him to shake with fury. When they teased him about this in the fruit and vegetable store he helped keep clean, when the Puerto Rican clerks would laugh at him and say, "Hey, Gus! You Gus who? Gus who?" he would avoid their eyes and try to control the trembling in his hands, while wondering in his dim, lacerated mind at their cruelty. When this happened, when the insolent clerks with their soft eyes and glossy hair and slurred liquid English grinned at him and teased him, Señor Perez, who owned this decrepit vegetable shop in the South Bronx, would give them angry, warning headshakes, and the clerks would stop smiling, and some might even shrug in a gesture that suggested an indifferent contrition, and then they would all return to their work, ripping brown outer leaves from heads of lettuce, watering mounds of green onions and young cabbages, waiting on the Puerto Ricans and occasional blacks who bought their meager orders of fruits and vegetables at Señor Perez's shop in this pocket of decay in New York City. At these times, Gus would go into the back room of the shop, and when no one was looking at him, he would hurry into the alley that ran through an area near 135th Street and St. Anne's Avenue. He was more at home in alleys and in darkness than he was in the shop or in daylight on crowded sidewalks. A tall, huge man, Gus went along the alley with the stalking strides of an animal, at home with the stink of garbage.